the late Ward II Cowan. Michael Vignini was remembered by the officiant at his March 2 funeral as a really, really good man, who cared very much for his community. Michael was somebody who went out there and risked and did what he thought was right, no matter what was going on, said Reverend Bob Borgen, the former bishop of Hurst Muswani. That's a virtue, believe it or not. To be able to correct what he knew was not correct, and do it, knowing that he might be criticized and attacked, that is a gift. That's what Michael did, over and over and over again. When he was convinced, when he knew something was right, when he knew that he needed to stand up, that's what he did. He told the truth as he saw it. Now, that doesn't mean that he was always right. Don't get me wrong, nobody is correct all the time. But he did get out there and risk it. Street. Pius X Church in Lively was at capacity for the Mass, which was attended by friends, family, emergency services personnel and local politicians, including Mayor Paul Lefebvre, several of Vignini's fellow city councillors and Sudbury MP Vivian Lapointe. The funeral featured an honor guard of firefighters and Knights of Columbus members, the latter organization presenting Vignini's family with a certificate expressing their condolences. Emergency services personnel form an honor guard outside of St. Pius X Church in Lively March 2 following the funeral for Ward 2 Cowan. Michael Vignini. Heidi Ulrichsen / Sudbury.com. Two Greater Sudbury City Council members have died recently. On February 13, Vignini was located deceased at a seasonal property on Atikamekw Anishinaabeg First Nation after being reported missing by his concerned family a few weeks before, sparking a large community search effort. His obituary states his death was from natural causes. Ward 3 Cowan. Jerry Montpelier then died at Health Sciences North on February 21. His funeral was held last weekend. The March 2 funeral for the 62-year-old Vignini was a Roman Catholic liturgy in celebration of his faith tradition, with remarks only from Reverend Borgen. A celebration of life for Vignini will take place March 23 in the upstairs hall at the Walden Arena, during which there will be remarks from family and friends, as well as music. Because the seating will be tight, the service will also be live-streamed. Borgen said he has known the Vignini family for many years, and Michael since he was in diapers. He said Michael's father, Tony, also a local politician, was flamboyant and colorful, as was his son after him, although Michael took it to the next level. Some of the clothes he wore, I'm telling you, said Borgen, referring to Vignini's penchant for colorful, sparkly jackets, eliciting laughs from the crowd. Michael wanted to be his father, and more, he said. He wanted to be listened to. But there was more going on behind Vignini's flamboyance, and the ability to stand behind his faults and his failings, which many of us know, were becoming more and more evident, and his challenges and struggles. Borgen said Vignini was insecure, especially when facing public criticism. He said people saw Vignini's flashy public persona, but we didn't see the price he paid, pointing out that many attending the funeral were also those who serve their community, whether as emergency personnel or politicians. At times, they may feel misunderstood or taken for granted, Borgen said. He encouraged people to look at others, a little more charitably, looking at, not only the weaknesses, but the strengths, courage, the hurt, and the price each of us have to pay to do the work of God. Because when you do the will of God, it's not easier, it's harder. Vignini did what he did, partly because he needed to, but also because God asked him to, Borgen said. The priest reassured the mourners that Michael's death is not the end, as death means walking into the arms of God. A memorial is seen set up during Michael Vignini's funeral. Heidi Ulrichsen / Sudbury.com. Vignini was born September 1, 1961 in the town of Creighton Mine, Ont. To parents Anthony and Patricia, Cayenne, Vignini. He spent 40 years in the financial sector, and was serving his third term as the city councillor for Ward 2. His obituary said he was the beloved father, mentor, and best friend to daughters Allison Vignini and Aaron Vignini, Michael, and the proud Nano to his beautiful granddaughter Adora. He is deeply missed by Leslie Vignini, with whom he shared these two daughters. He is lovingly missed by partner Janie Gallipo and her daughters Peyton and Paige, and his canine friends Luna and Winston. Heidi Ulrichsen as Sudbury, comms assistant editor. She also covers education and the arts scene.